K-Rock.
Australia Day long weekend is coming up. It's a long, long weekend if you do take Monday off.
Yes. We're not taking Monday off, are we?
No, we're not. Josh from the Departure Lounge is. So good on him. But yeah, we're not.
Yeah.
But you'll notice that petrol prices have been creeping up. And to be fair, we've been very lucky. It's been one of the very few positives to come out of the whole COVID 2020, 2021 arrangement is the fact that petrol prices got really low for a while there.
So low.
And they've hovered around that kind of $1.10 mark, haven't they, really, to be honest?
Look, I could tell you, yes, I know, but I just feel like, I mean,
I don't understand how you don't pay attention to this stuff.
I can't. What's the point of paying attention to it? It's like, so I'm going to drive 10Ks the opposite way and then save 4 cents. Like, to me, I can be like, that's annoying that the prices have risen, but it
yes,
does not
that's
change.
That's what you do. That's what this whole break is about.
Okay, good. I will join you then.
Okay. Come with me.
I'm coming. We're in the car.
So, I mean, some places I drive past two servos. I generally drive past two servos, on the way to work each morning.
Yeah.
And they were both. Yesterday, one of them was $1.55 and one of them was $1.09.
Yeah.
And today, both of them are like $1.55.9.
Yeah.
So that is an extra third of the price, essentially. That's an extra 50% on top of what it was. So now it's gone from $1.10 to $1.55, which is ridiculous as far as I'm concerned. Because it's like, okay, long weekend coming up. Let's gouge. Everybody gouge.
Yeah, I know.
Gouge right now. We've got to make our money back. But they would have done it regardless of whether COVID happened or not.
But the thing is as well, you want people to drive around and spend money, don't you?
Yeah.
So it's like, why do you have to do it to us? Why do you have to raise it?
I just don't understand why petrol is allowed to be priced like this and nothing really else is. It's not like you go to Woolies or Coles in the lead up to public holiday and they're like, snags, Australia Day long weekend, a lot of people having barbecues, snags were $5, now $7.50. Crank it up, boys. Crank up that price.
It might happen.
It doesn't, though. It doesn't.
Normally they have specials, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like, hey, get two dips for the price of one.
Yeah. Yeah, booze as well. Oh, yeah, people are going to be having barbecues. They're going to want beers.
That
carton was $50 for 24 beers. Now it's $75, guys. You know, COVID.
You would absolutely flip your nani. If you went into your, you know, place of choice.
Yeah.
And there any increase, you would just be like writing letters to council, all this sort of stuff.
Of course I would. I just don't get it. Like, just why? Why is it allowed to happen? Okay, so here's what I say to you people. Do shop around if you can. Obviously, don't drive too far to save a couple of cents.
Because then it doesn't make sense.
Okay, but here, you're saving 45 cents a litre does actually show up. It'd be like a difference if you're filling up.
$2.50.
It's like 10, 12, 15 bucks, mate, per tank.
Mm.
That means a lot to some people, yeah?
No, okay, I get what you mean, but it's kind of like all I'm saying is that, you know how people will like drive 20Ks to get cheaper petrol.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No, not for a difference of 4 cents a litre, but for a difference of 50 cents a litre.
But you're using petrol driving there and back.
The distance, it's all case by case. We could argue this for ages, but there's an app called Petrol Spy. It's the one that I use. I just want everybody to know.
Yeah.
It is a crowd kind of based thing, so it relies on people updating it as they go along.
Oh, like Waze.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's not going to be 100% accurate 100% of the time, but at the moment it says that at Corio Gateway, you've got your couple of servers, your United and your Caltex there. They're both $1.10 still. Where else is $1.10? United heading into Lara is $1.13.7.
Do you reckon some petrol stations are like, quick, change it? He's talking about it.
Yeah.
Change it now.
Yeah. So like on Thompson Road, their APCO, they're $1.27 instead of $1.55. So that's at least something. But up on Anarchy Road there, you've got near Woolies at Bell Post Hill Shopping Centre there, you've got $1.99.
How does the app work? Does it just list it or do you say, I'm in this area, search this area for the cheapest petrol?
So I'm searching Geelong at the moment. So there's a couple of independents in actual Geelong. I think the 7-Eleven on the corner of Ryrie as you head into East Geelong there, that's $1.07.9. At the moment. Oh, no, that's $1.29. There's another independent up Ormond Road there. I don't know what that one is. Oh, that might be APCO. That's APCO. Yeah, so you go – anyway, just shop around. Is the moral of the story, I'm looking at it in real time here, and I can tell you where you can get cheap petrol. So you can either call me on 52232955 and I'll find a one near you that's cheap, or you can do it yourself. It's called Petrol Spy. Get on it and save yourself some coins.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Thank you, Queen. 3 minutes to eight, Carrock 955. Tom and Loggy for your Thursday morning.
God, I just love Queen. I just love the fact that we play Queen, and I just adore Freddie Mercury, and it's just, oh.
Tell me again what you were telling me off air there about your funeral song.
Yeah, I have a Queen song set aside for my funeral song.
Fat Bottom Girls.
Man, I love that song. No, it's Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't Stop Me, as a funeral song.
I'm having such a good time. Like, imagine, you know, you're there, you're all crying, and here I come in the box, and everyone's like, it's like, don't stop me now. And everyone's like, typical Log.
Yeah, scary.
Right?
Just,
funny.
Just coming out of the, yeah, you should have it like set so the casket just opens.
So like a, you know, like don't a prosthetic hand is just hanging out. Yes.
Horrifying. Okay, looking forward to that.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy
on K-Rock. It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
Welcome, Adam, from the newsroom.
What happened? Oh, thank you.
I'm not stretching my voice because I have to do it later.
Oh, right.
For stretching
out. I was wondering why you cut off so early.
Yeah, I've got to save it. You.
Yeah.
Got to save my voice for stretching out.
That's fair. I didn't even think of that. Okay. Well, that's a good start for me then, I feel, for this round. So. Lyrical headlines. You are our quiz master. Is there a theme this week?
No, not really. No. Okay. A bit of this, bit of that.
Chime in with, there's never a theme.
No, you're not catching this, Seabass. Put your rods in, fellas.
No, I think she's happy. No, did you win last week or did she win last week?
I won last week.
That's
right. Log won the week before.
That's right.
Have you got a degree of difficulty for us?
Maybe a four.
A four out of ten or five?
Okay. Four or five. We'll say four to five.
Four to five out of ten.
Ten.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Like you'd, all right. You'd know them.
Okay, well,
you say that every week.
Yes, the main thing they do.
All right, if you've not heard lyrical headlines before, Adam's going to read the lyrics to songs as if they're news bulletins, like he does in his day job. We need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If you get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other person gets a free run at it with more lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom!
Loggy!
Best of three arrangement. Awesome. Ready to go. Lyrical headlines. Everybody ready to play?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too
Tom.
Dirty?
Tom? It's Mika with Grace Kelly.
Yes. Well done.
So many
quick
better Mika songs out there.
Is there really?
Yes.
Big Girl, You Are Beautiful.
That is one of my favourite songs ever.
Happy Ending. How good's Happy There Is No Happy?
Is.
Oh, wow. That's like, that gets me in the feels.
Good on you for getting that.
I've sat in the car and cried to that one before.
Wow, too much.
1 point to me. Lyrical headline. That's question number two.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. I've been on my own for a minute. Is it only me out here searching for the place to begin it? Is it me? Is it you? Is it fear?
Oh.
Standing on the line I was given, people stare and ask me why I'm here. No one seems to think that I fit in, but I don't want to be like them. No, because I don't want to be like them.
Loggy? Nah. I don't know. Let's just say...
A confident one too.
I know. Damn. I'm going to say Willow, Taylor Swift.
No.
Damn. No, it's some Nickelback BS or something.
Oh, hey, mate. Trust me.
I'm not bagging Nickelback.
It's not.
It's something of that vibe.
Can I have some more lyrics, please, there, Adam?
Sure, because I had a dream that someday I would just fly away. And I always knew...
Tom!
Tom?
Would that be Turns and I Fly Away?
Yeah, it is. Well done. Where'd you get Nickelback from?
I don't know. It just sounded country slash soft rock. No offense, Tones and I know she listens.
All right. Well, that's a win for me because that's two out of three.
Well done. Well done.
Do you want to do one more?
Of course
okay.
I do.
All right. This is for pride for you and for absolute demolition.
Come on, pride.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. I woke up. It was 7. I waited till 11 just to figure out that no one would call. I think I've got a lot of friends, but I don't hear from them. What's another night all alone when you're spending every day on your own? And here it goes. I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare.
Loggie. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Who sings it though?
Yeah, exactly. Damn you, Tom Lewis.
Yeah.
I'm just a kid. Nah, 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 nah. It's not Sum 41.
No.
But it's something of that
ilk.
It is not Jimmy Eat World, is it?
No,
it's not that. So it is.
Theme song to Malcolm in the Middle.
So it is the people from Canada that do stuff. Canadian? Damn it. No, I don't know. Do you know?
No, I don't know. Is it? It's not. It's not Fountains of Wayne. That's Stacey's mum.
No.
It's not.
Are we in that kind of ballpark?
You will, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Is it the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones?
No, it's not the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. It's, just tell us.
Simple Plan.
Of course!
Yeah.
Damn. Do you know what? I'm sad because I had an emo haircut and I should have known that.
Yeah, Simple Plan were a bit commercial for me when I was a kid.
This guy.
All right. Can I have my winner sound?
Yeah, well done.
Yes, do I get that? Excellent.
Yep.
Well done.
Clean sweep.
Thank you. Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955. Talking about notes, though, because Donald Trump, he kind of snubbed all of the traditions with the handover to Joe Biden.
Yes.
As he was the outgoing president and incoming is Joe. But the one thing that he did do that's become a tradition since Ronnie Reagan back in the 80s is to leave a little note on the actual table, the desk in the Oval Office, so that when Joe does come in and unpacks his stationery, he's got his pens, he's got a little pen holder there. You know, it's probably got some sort of unicorn on it.
Yes. Photo of the dogs for sure.
He's going to have a pen that's maybe it's a pen or a pencil that has a little troll doll on the top of it.
Oh, a little koala hanging on. Could be anything.
Well, I don't know about the koala.
Yeah, well, because you get presents from other... Anyway.
Oh, true. Yeah, no, fair. Anyway, left him a note. No one's telling us what's in the note, so we can only speculate. But got us thinking about notes that you find and notes that you leave.
Yeah, exactly. Has a note been left for you or did you leave a special note for someone else? We've got Nikki in Meredith. When did this happen to you, mate? Did you leave the note or receive the note?
I received a note. I was 25, recently divorced with two young kids, had a knock on my door, opened it up and in the flyby screen door was a note. Opened it up and it was a love letter. From a not signed, nothing like that. It was just,
a secret admirer.
It was a love letter.
So it was
a secret admirer.
Was it like I've heard you're single, now I finally want to tell you all these feelings I've been having?
And a bit more explicit.
Ooh! Oh. Okay. Well, were you happy about it or were you scared?
No, I was scared. I took it to the police.
Oh, God. Okay, sorry. Okay. I thought
really
it was yes.
No, we didn't mean to laugh.
Sorry that happened. That's
awkward for everybody.
Yes, that's terrible then. I thought it was a love note that you would like to receive. See, the dating world, horrible. Yes. Before apps, you just wake up and see on your door a bloody letter.
I don't know what's scarier. Dominic, you're in Grovedale. Did you leave the note or receive the note, mate?
I received it. We'd moved to our new house 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think we'd been there 3 days and a neighbour had left a note saying, "This is a quite respectable neighbourhood. Please leave it that way."
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Had you guys been quite rowdy over those first 3 days or were they just getting
in
ahead?
Let's have a look. So we had 3 children at that stage and my wife was pregnant with number 4. So maybe they were worried about it. And the funny thing was the neighbour opposite us you know, we'd asked a couple of neighbours, look, hey, did you leave this? You know, it would be great if someone had just come and knocked on the door and had a bit of a chat with us.
Yeah.
And she's gone, oh, no, it wasn't me. I think it's the neighbours next door. So, of course, for a long while, I disapproved of the neighbours next to me. And then eventually I figured out it wasn't the neighbours next to me. It was the lady across the
stitch up.
Yes, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Right. And did you have to eat your words?
Which is a wonderful thing. So
she's moved. Oh, okay. Yeah. Good.
She's moved.
Yeah.
Be as loud as you want.
Yes, be as raucous. I love doing that, though. I'll do that all the time where I'll, like, get a whiff of something. I'll be like, it's definitely this person. And then I'll hold it against them for years and years. And then I'll find out later down the track that it wasn't their fault at all. Mm. And then I won't say anything. I'll just go on with my life. Oh, Tom and Long. K-Rock.